Our series on educating Latinos continues today with a look at bilingual education, the most popular strategy for teaching the 5 million children in this country who don't speak English fluently. The debate over this approach often has less to do with its merits or flaws than with the politics of language and culture in this country. Arizona is a good example. 2 years after voters there banned bilingual education, educators and parents are still bitterly divided. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
Not long after Arizona voters had scrapped bilingual education, Oscar Alfredo Morales and his wife Elizabeth started hearing rumors about how children were going to be punished for speaking Spanish at school. They didn't believe it until their daughter Yasmin, a first grader, started coming home crying.
Me la ponía a limpiar mesas porque la niña no entendía las reglas del salón en inglés como castigo.
Mrs. Morales says Yasmin's first grade teacher had her cleaning tables as punishment for not learning to recite the classroom rules in English. Mrs. Morales clenches her fists as she recalls how cafeteria staff had also denied her daughter lunch for a week because she did not know how to ask for food in English.
Por una semana.
For a whole week, says Mrs. Morales. That was over a year ago, when 150,000 mostly Mexican-American schoolchildren throughout Arizona were removed from bilingual education programs and put into English immersion. This approach calls for intensive English instruction and is supposed to have children fluent in English within a year. California had been the only other state to make the switch to English immersion mandatory with relative success in 1998, but in Arizona, the transition was particularly rocky.
No entendía nada.
She didn't learn nothing. We sit down and do the homework, and she was real frustrated, and it was kind of bad. I mean, it was real bad for us because she didn't want to go to school no more.
Mr. and Mrs. Morales asked that Yasmin be put back into the bilingual program, but their request for a waiver was denied. There was no explanation, no chance to appeal, says Mr. Morales, so he sued.
Porque ya me tenían harto, en realidad, para serles sincero, ya me estaba harto de la situación.
Mr. Morales says he was sick of getting the runaround. But Tom Horn, Arizona's new superintendent of public instruction, says these problems pale in comparison to the failures of the state's old bilingual education policy. For 30 years, schools in Arizona taught children in their native language while easing them slowly into English. That was a mistake, says Horn.
I think that's absolutely criminal to have a student who has been in the United States public schools for 6 years and is not yet proficient in English.
Horn says the law now allows him to take administrators, teachers, and entire school districts to court if they don't enforce the ban or if they're putting kids in and out of bilingual programs without adequately screening them.
We're going to put a stop to that.
And that's what schools have to make clear. But for some reason, says Horn, the Tucson Unified School District has not. Not true, says Rebecca Montaño.
We're being very responsive to the law.
Is the law working for everybody? Of course not, says Montaño.
We find students crying in kindergarten and first grade. We find them very frustrated. Sometimes they just sit there and don't respond. So it is creating some frustrations for many of our children.
Montaño says bilingual teachers are struggling too.
Yo lo manejo y tú le echas los blocks, okay?
This is Hollinger Elementary, where Marilyn McClure teaches kindergarten. She doesn't think her kids can make the transition to English in a year. She points to three little boys sprawled on a rug in the middle of the room who share a mountain of wooden blocks and one language, Spanish.
Well, I'll help you cut it when it's time. You know what, Gina?
McClure has been speaking to them in English all morning, even though she knows they don't understand. She says these children are gradually falling behind the few kids who've been allowed to stay in the bilingual program.
For instance, their friends in the bilingual program were reading and writing very well, and our children were still really struggling.
Children in the bilingual program are beginning to read and write in Spanish, of course, but McClure says delaying English is not as harmful as delaying literacy skills.
Research shows that a child whose language skills are well developed in their first language will definitely learn their second language much better.
This is just propaganda.
2 years ago, Hector Ayala co-chaired Arizona's campaign to ban bilingual education.
The deception that's being perpetrated on many, many parents who actually feel, number one, their kids are learning English, and number two, they're retaining the Spanish. And the parents always believe that. I mean, I believed that going through college. I saw some of the research and so on. But the more I actually experienced the field out here, the more I realized what a big lie that was.
Wow.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Have a seat.
Ayala says he sees what bilingual education has done to kids at Cholla High School in South Tucson, where he's been teaching English for the last 16 years. Half of the students here are Mexican-American. Many, says Ayala, are the product of bilingual education, but only a handful can handle his honors English course.
How many of you have read Madame Bovary anyway?
In Tucson, as in most parts of the country where bilingual education is under attack, educators' concerns about how to best educate Latinos extend well beyond the classroom and into the political arena, where the debate has gotten quite ugly. From anti-immigrant groups who would deny all help to Latino children, to Chicano activists who Ayala accuses of not wanting to be American.
Assimilation is bad, and so they will prevent that at any cost, and bilingual education was their number one weapon against assimilation.
Arizona School Superintendent Tom Horn doesn't agree entirely with Ayala's conspiracy theory. He thinks most bilingual teachers, whether they consider themselves Chicanos or not, are trying to do the right thing.
When you've been doing something for a long time, it's a very difficult thing to, no matter what the research shows, to have to switch paths.
If bilingual education has been discredited in Arizona, it's because there's been little or no pressure on schools here to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that Latino students were becoming proficient in English. Bad bilingual programs were never fixed, good ones were seldom duplicated, and schools knew no one was watching. Now, everybody's watching. And by 2004, Latino students will have to pass standardized tests in all subjects in English, just like everybody else. If they don't, they won't graduate. It's the kind of accountability that Oscar and Elizabeth Morales say is long overdue. The most important thing now, the couple says, is that parents be allowed to choose the kind of English instruction they want for their children.
One, two, three, four.
Their daughter, Yasmin, who's now in second grade, is back in a bilingual program. She's learned to count in English, something she couldn't do a year ago. And she says she's happy. The Moraleses have dropped their lawsuit against the Tucson Unified School District, and the staff at their daughter's school is no longer punishing kids for speaking Spanish. But Mr. and Mrs. Morales say a lot of parents are still unhappy with Arizona's ban on bilingual education.
It's not only us over here. It's a lot of people everywhere, because we see a lot of reaction from different parents over here.
Yo les recomendé a las mamás es metan abogado. Ayuden a los niños, porque si no, ahí van a estar.
Mrs. Morales says she still gets calls from parents who want to put their kids back into bilingual education. Her advice? Find a good lawyer. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News, Tucson.